weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I was just giving Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs during that little break at the end of the hour, a briefing. I wasn't trying to scare him, and I could tell it was concerning him, but I was telling him in the MO who they tend to use to blow people up in this country. It's the mafia, it's sheep-dipped army units, and they've got the hostage rescue team as the cover for the FBI's black ops. And they killed a couple of those guys who were in and around the Boston bombing and threw them out of a helicopter. This is not a game. And that's why I told him point blank, even though he's been around the real world. I was just telling him from my perspective, this is what I know. And a lot of it's been declassified. A lot of it's been declassified, but they have large hit teams in this country who are mainly killing drug dealers and people that don't launder the money through the right bank, or and that's mainly what they do. I wasn't trying to freak him out either. I just was being honest with him, and I said, listen, they're listening to your phone, too. Because, I mean, I just think people need to understand. It's good to know. This isn't a game. This is real. This is going on. And if they blow me up or hang me or whatever, it is baloney. I don't even speed anymore. I've been honest. In the past, I would have a little fun out on an open highway. I drove home last night below the speed limit. Just because I got kids, you know, they're now, I've had kids for years. And I just have gotten used to driving safe. And so if I'm ever driving and they see 100-mile-an-hour wreck, I do not speed anymore. I mean, every once in a while, I'll catch myself, if it's a 70-mile-an-hour, I'll catch myself going 75 or something. But, I mean, speed was pretty fast at 70 or 75. I guess I'm just getting old or something, trying to drive like a grandma. Actually, one of my grandmothers drove like a bat out of hell, the one that died, Meemaw Patty. But the point is that if there's a high-speed car wreck, I don't speed anymore. It's almost pointless to have a charger. I don't use drugs other than occasional beer, glass of wine, and a cigar. And the last tobacco I had was when I smoked a pipe on air, to point out that some pipes are illegal in Florida now. So I don't do illegal drugs. I don't do prescription drugs. I don't speed. They love to kill a hooker and kill you and throw you in bed with them. That's one of their favorite things. Or drug you and then put you in bed with a dead hooker. That's one of their favorite tactics. If that ever happens, I don't do that. That's a lie. There's a lot of ways they can kill me. Or if I have a heart attack and they go, oh, he was overweight. Folks, if I'm wearing underwear, folks, I don't look like I'm overweight. When I'm bent over, I've got somewhat of a belly because I've got a long torso. I can swim 5 miles if I had time. I can swim 2 miles, I'm going to be tired. I can go hike up an 8-mile, you know, mountain and do it again, you know, hours later. I can, you know, jog 3 miles, no problem. I'm not in great shape, but I've had my blood pressure checked, everything. My heart's in great shape. I'm in great shape. And so if I have a heart attack, I'm 39 years old. They killed me. I don't have any heart problems. I've had checkups. I'm fine. I'm healthy. And if they, and I'm telling you, if I die mysteriously, folks, I want everything turned over. I want investigations. I want third-party autopsies. I want my car blows up. I want it immediately impounded, and I want it tested for every known explosives residue. Man, I was telling him that during the break, and he was saying thank you, but I could tell it was bumming him out. I could tell he really liked Michael. And it's also a bummer to know that we have to think about things like this. But we salute Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, and we salute everybody else that's standing up for him, and we salute his wife, who said, take down whoever did this. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
These gentlemen during the main show in the noontime hour back in studio with us. They would have been on last hour, but we had Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs on, who, again, was in heavy combat in vehicles blown up by large bombs, IEDs, and, you know, the engines blown down the street in the opposite direction of where the car is resting up against a tree. He knows explosives. He's like, this just doesn't fit. Something very serious is going on. This isn't a radio show about entertainment. I mean, sometimes because I'm a human, I, you know, joke around and stuff. Just because I can't stay serious all the time. I've got my life in my hands. I know a lot of people that have been murdered in every big event like this just to cover up other murders. And we're going to have in studio with us today, but also on the nightly news in more detail, and then back tomorrow in studio. Two gentlemen, James Lane, of course, who was involved in the film A Noble Lie that we also sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and Richard Grove. And Richard Grove's site is TragedyandHope.com. FreeMindFilms.com is the main site for their films. I'm the exclusive distributor in the first 3 months or so of State of Mind. When I saw it, I just said, well, I'm going to get behind this. I'm in it. It's got a bunch of people in it. We're going to talk about this film. You can pre-order it now. It ships on the 15th of July. It premieres on PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to do a big taping tomorrow. It's actually tomorrow, where we're going to talk about the film beforehand, stop a few times, and talk about parts and developments. And it's going to premiere for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I appreciate you guys having us do that. It's going to premiere on the 17th of July, that Wednesday, here coming up next month. But it's very important to support independent filmmaking. It's very important to wake your friends and family up. And believe me, this is a very professional film. I'm very honored to be part of it. It's even better because you get better as a filmmakers than Their Noble Lie. That was a premiere film that was better than probably what I could do in many cases. So they're just really doing an incredible job with the rest of their team. And you can get the film at State of Mind, The Psychology of Control. And until it sells out, which should be any day now, this is the first 5,000 orders, you can get free the animated film on the history of the Federal Reserve. It's very entertaining, great to wake people up. The American Dream. We'll have to take that down the next few days because we're getting very close to 5,000 of these being sold. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. I may be able to get a better deal and get more of these and bring the special back, but we got a really good deal on these 10,000 of these, but we sold 5,000 of them and have 5,000 left. And I said, well, let's just offer that. It's such an important film, and we got a really good deal on it. So I said, let's just offer it free. That's what I do. When I get stuff really low priced, then I just give it to you. Because my goal is all about waking people up. That's why the new magazines out has 10 free bumper stickers in the July issue. That's because I want to wake people up. I want to defeat the New World Order. I'm risking my life doing this because I've studied history. I want to make a difference. I want to empower people. Men and women that stand up for justice are what have made everything in our world good that's good. And there's always that struggle. Now, I was talking to James Lane, the founding of Free Minds Films and the director of A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95, and The Psychology of Control. And his mission is to alter the information paradigm with hard-hitting exposés of state crimes and cover-ups. And Richard Grove filed for federal whistleblower protection under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 02. And we're going to get into that because that ties into the NSA and everything that's happening right now. And he's just done a whole bunch of work. I'm not going to get into his whole bio. You can find out more at tragedyandhope.com. But I've mentioned this. When I start thinking, what you said before you went live here, James, whenever I start thinking about all the people I know that have been murdered, and in many cases when it's on record they've been murdered, nobody knows who, and in Cop of the Year Terrence Yakey, and you've interviewed his family, you know, they're in the Noble Lie film, he said the feds are after me to his partner. They pull him over, they torture him, shoot him in the back of the head. Then you interview the cop, Browning, the head of the canine unit that I've had on the show, naming FBI that walked in and said, you and your wife are dead if you don't shut up. I mean, I know the real world. And I know that it's a mafia that runs this, and the parallels of Terrence Yakey, Cop of the Year, and him seeing the feds involved in the bombing, first person to respond, and what happened to Michael Hastings. I mean, look at my gut. They killed him. James Lane talking about that and interjecting with Oklahoma City and the mind control of how we just, oh, our government's the good guys. It's tinfoil hat. They might kill somebody when it's on record they've done this over and over again. And then I want to get a Richard Grove's take on this and tie it into his whole whistleblower case. So, gentlemen, good to have you here.
Thank you for having us on, Alex. When I heard about the Michael Hastings case, that was the first thing, you know, that when the information broke that you know, the feds were following him, that's the first thing I think of is Terrence Yakey. And a lot of people would ask us, you know, it's 17 years on, why are you still investigating Oklahoma City bombing? Why does it matter? Well, because look at this. If we don't expose these, we don't show people, this continues to happen. This is still a methodology that they will use over and over again. You know, with Terry, he was trying to take some documents to some storage, and he said that the feds were following him. Then that's where they find him dead.
He said, I got to go. The feds are on my tail.
Yeah. And, you know, they declared his death a suicide, you know, and it was very obvious that it wasn't. I mean, he had lacerations.
It was Vince Foster, so.
He had was shot through the top of the head at a far enough distance that it didn't leave powder residue, et cetera.
And they got back when they did it, yeah.
Right. And this was still whenever the official story was real formulating in the public mind. And so they couldn't allow any information information to come out at that time. It seems like, you know, well, after the operation has occurred, you know, that's okay. But, you know,
how mad do you think they are that our reporters took over all those Boston bombing press conferences? You know, they shot the guy that knew the Patsy brothers in the top of the head, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's getting in on the front end of it. This is where, you know, we're trying to expose this stuff.
If they're going
to
kill me for anything, I think it's that.
Well, this is why your show is so important. I mean, who else is putting this information out, you know?
I don't mean to obsess on it. It's just my gut feels the danger level. Yeah. I feel the angel of death flapping around. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but with Terry,
kind of interesting, huh?
With Terry, he said, you know, when the official story was starting to unravel, he said that's not the way it happened. You know, he was very distraught over that. And, you know, when they said his family's asking questions, they're like, oh, you're just paranoid. You watch too much TV. And, you know, it's all about.
What about Browning? They come in his office twice and say, we're going to kill you and your wife.
Yeah. And, yeah, basically said, yeah, people that ask questions like you, they end up dead. No, them and their wife end up dead. FBI agent saying that to him, you know, and he knew that was a threat, you know, it was just a blatant threat.
And he said again by the water cooler, too.
Yeah, it's all about intimidation, you know, and just trying to squash the information.
I got to be honest. I mean, somebody said that to me. I'd have a lot of trouble not, you know, punching him right in the nose. But that's how cowardly America's gotten. Don has incredible courage to go public. I'm just saying everybody just grovels to the government. Oh, threatened to kill me. That's wonderful.
Well, and this is part of why we wanted to make State of Mind is because once the Noble Lie came out, we were asking why don't more people question these events, you know? And so we really wanted to look at the mechanism that put people into, you know, conditioning and under a level of control where they don't question, where they just, you know, accept authority without question. And so we really wanted to break down the methodology of how it's done, not just the
Well, talk about mind control. People in national security, because I've talked to so many of them, friends, family, others, they're told, you ever don't do what we say, we're going to kill you. And it's this attitude of they're allowed to kill us. I mean, it's just, it's amazing.
Oh, it's for the greater good, you know. It's like, yeah, sometimes they might have to kill Americans. It's, you know, and we don't need to know about it because, you know, the government knows best. You know, and that whole mindset, where did that really solidify in people's minds? You know, we find that in public education, this is really where it starts. It's not about learning to think critically using logic and reason. I mean, I had to deprogram myself after I got out of school and teach myself how to think because it was all about accepting authority and regurgitating useless facts so you become a cog in the machine.
Tell us about your experience as a whistleblower.
My experience as a whistleblower started out being a naive corporate worker. So I'm there just trying to, you know, live up to the standards that I was brought up with through American culture. And then when you get into, you know, the workplace and you're surrounded by people who might not have the same values, because I come from the Midwest, we have a different set of values than people in New York City. When you see things that are unseemly, when you see things that are illegal and you blow the whistle under protection, you expect protection from your corporation, not a standard operating procedure to fire you, to terminate you. And so, you know, going to court, I thought, well I'm going to get justification, I'm going to present evidence. Going to the media, I thought maybe they would cover the story. And after proving everything in court and going to people like Lowell Bergman, who said, yeah, there's valid information here, but we can't cover it. And so then I just started to discover alternative media to go out and look beyond what I was being force-fed through the Wall Street Journal or, you know, USA Today is what they give you at the hotel, right? And I started reading into things like Foreign Affairs where you can see, you know, these people have a transnationalist agenda. They're here to collectivize America. They're here to undermine our education. And they do it also, they reinforce it through TV and corporate media. And so they're breaking down the self-reliance, self-esteem, self-confidence of Americans to make us spineless. And that's reinforced, as you've noticed many times or observed on your show, the father figure in sitcoms, spineless individual who's being run into the ground, can't solve problems by themselves. And so by taking away the intellectual tools of how to learn anything for ourselves, they've made us very, very dependent on authority.
I got to get this guy on more often.
Yeah, we're really lucky to get him to come on board as the head researcher and writer for...
Yeah, I didn't go over your whole bio. Tell folks a little bit more about yourself.
Well, let's see. After finding out that corporate media was kind of debunked and it's on its way out because they no longer have investigative journalists or budgets. Pull that a little closer.
You're good.
Then you start to notice these press conferences. Actually,
you're good. I'm aiming it right at you.
There you go.
It's on you now.
And you start to notice the press, the contradictions. You start to pick up on the contradictions and you start to dig into it. And what I thought, you know, when I first was still wearing a suit at corporate world every day was that... Well, this will just pass.
Skip this network break, guys. Go, keep going.
This is just something that you see on the internet that has no credibility. But when I dug into books like Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope or The Anglo-American Establishment or John Taylor Gatto's The Underground History of America,
it's just all admitted.
Scientific Dictatorship is Chapter 9 in Gatto's book, and it explains clearly Bertrand Russell and these other transhumanists, transnationalists, you know, all these different agendas that you cover on your show, they all have commonality. This is a finite planet. The globalists are a finite group of people. And Hastings or Jeannie Palfrey or Gary Webb or any of these other investigative journalists or people who have had stories that, you know, needed coverage, they have to come here because luckily we have a place, someplace on this planet that does have the budget to get these big interviews. I don't have the ability to do this myself. I couldn't interview Sergeant Joe Biggs today and break that story. So I'm grateful that there are people out there that are, you know, aiding you and assisting you because I've seen you struggle over the years. And
well, I'm trying. I'm trying to get other. That's why I try to support other media outlets. Show that we're not one of the only ones doing it. I just want to win this thing. It's not about being a big media guy. I mean, if I'm successful, they'll probably take me out somehow, you know, not physically, politically. So my mission is almost like a mushroom to get my spores out there so that there's a million mushrooms so they can never wipe us all out. That's why I've got the reporters. That's why I'm trying to build an organization so even if they get me, it continues because then that makes killing me obsolete. I mean, these are the type of thoughts we have to have around here.
Well, it's worked because, I mean, this was the inspiration for me to start Free Mind Films. I wanted to be able to participate in this and create tools because we have our roots in street activism. So I want to be able to give people tools that they can take to their friends and family, the uninitiated, and present it in a way where, you know, it's acceptable to them. You know, it's like it's not just for the choir. We want this to show to the uninitiated where you can really give them a foundational understanding of you know, the control and then maybe be able to escape it and then just start looking at the bigger pictures, you know.
State of mind is kind of a starting point. So it gives you the tools to communicate with your friends and family and coworkers in a credible and desirable way. And it also is backed by a lot of research where we're able to bring you in depth. So for the choir, there's something else. And for the congregation, it's something meaty. So you have this additional information that is available if you want to dig in past the film and see about any of these underlying agendas of MKUltra or eugenics or any of these other things that are covered in its depth and entirety with references.
Tell folks who all is in the film.
Well, we have Gira Griffin. We have Anthony Schaefer. He was specifically talking about some of the psyops, you know, kind of breaking those down with his experience in the military intelligence. We've got several psychologists. We've got Colin Ross. We've got John Rappaport.
Bruce Levine,
I actually found him through one of the shows that you did on Prison Planet. And the guy really comes up with solutions. It's not, you know, it's not just pointing it out. He comes up with ideas.
He's a great psychologist.
Yeah. Get Up, Stand Up, I think was his book. And it was very inspirational. We've got Charlotte Iserbeet, Kay Beach, great activist, yourself. So really good lineup of people, a real broad spectrum. And to get the psychologists in there, man, they've got a way of just getting right to the heart of the matter, you know, be it, you know, pharmacological control of society or, you know, the coming up with disorders like anti-authoritarian personality disorder. You know, these types of things.
Which should be, doesn't want to be a slave disorder.
Yeah, yeah. And so we were really pleased with the lineup. I think these folks really get the message across.
Well, the film is available at InfoWarsStore.com, State of Mind, The Psychology of Control. And it's so important to get the film so that you're informed at a higher level so you can wake up your friends and family, but also to support these filmmakers and what we're doing. You vote with your dollars. We're not like MSNBC and others that get taxpayer funds. We don't get Rockefeller Foundation funds. We are supported by viewers and listeners out there like you. And we also have it on Blu-ray because I said, hey, you know, we're going to put this out on DVD. I paid to put some Blu-rays out as well. Because Obama Deception 2 is going to be out on Blu-ray. You know, the whole issue here is it's good to have a hard copy of things like this as well. We will premiere it on InfoWars Nightly News the 17th. As it's already being shipped out, everybody that buys a hard copy, then obviously that will be available to people out of the gates. A film for everybody to be able to see free after it's been on PrisonBonded.tv. But you have to understand something. That's because they want to get the information out to people. And if they don't sell enough, to make their money back, there won't be any more films. So we're right at the level at current sales that maybe within 3-4 months, because that's really the, you know, the main life of a film, then it tapers off, to try to even make their money back. So for heaven's sakes, folks, we're up here risking our lives. You guys definitely risk your lives in the Oklahoma City film. People, they kill a lot of people over that. So we're here risking our lives. You need to buy the film. I mean, people out there should buy 5 copies and give it to friends and family. People should get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, and you know, you should, you know, after premieres live that night, you know, during the live show, then we're going to go to tape and play the film. You should use your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you know, the next day when you have the high-quality download of it off the site, to have your friends and family come over, you know, maybe the 18th, and or watch it live stream that night. The whole point is that it's now time to go out and proselytize for liberty to other people. I want us to beat this evil, and we've got to become aware of the evil if we have any chance of doing it. And what do you guys think is happening? Because you're both really smart. Guys, I've heard your radio shows, you know, over the years, so I feel like I know you so good, you know, we've only met a few times in the past when you were making films. Why do you think they're racing ahead right now, and why do you think the agenda is coming out in the open? Because people are spinning it saying, you know, Snowden must be an agent and blah, blah, blah. But I've experienced every time I do something, I know I'm not an agent, I know I'm real. And they say, oh, he must be an insider, you know, because of the fact that he's been successful. It's almost like this idea that no one can be successful but evil people, when that's not true. That's what's so frustrating. So what do you think's happening in the state of the battle right now?
We were talking about this just before the show. It's like, you know, trying to hold a ball underwater. Its natural state is to pop out. And
we're inflating the ball.
Yeah, they are exerting so much control to keep it underwater. And these types of efforts, yes, inflate the ball.
Brzezinski said his greatest fear is a massive global awakening of consciousness, and that's what they're seeing right now. They're seeing the internet used and social networks used in a way that they never imagined. They wanted to data mine us, to use artificial intelligence, to chew on that data mining, to provide profiles, to predict our behavior and control us like human resources.
And now they're predicting their defeat.
Yeah, absolutely. And so people are waking up faster and faster, and a massive global awakening of consciousness is stimulated by independent media. We are the ones waking people up. Everyone who does something on their own without being told by an authority to do it, or a big corporation paying you to do it, thinking on our own, using our creativity and imagination, that which corporate society and education wants to snuff out, by reigniting those flames of liberty, then evil doesn't have to happen because good people do nothing. Good people know how to do something and get it done.
And all it takes is to get involved. Just one step leads to the next, you know. I mean, a lot of this starts out with just local activism, or like you said, take the bumper stickers, you know, put them in a car, give the magazine.
Big things have small beginnings. What did you make of Staff Sergeant Biggs on saying, I've just got to stand up. I can't be a coward. My gut tells me this is bad. It doesn't add up. And now others will stand up, and then they'll crush people. What I found is when they crush whistleblowers, it scares the cowards. They're already cowards, but it makes the real men and women actually fight harder. I see them having to kill a bunch of people as the beginning of the end.
The last desperate act. I mean, I think that, you know, we see that we're getting close to a critical mass. I mean, everything's out in the open. I mean, some of the T-shirts I'm wearing and stuff, I just, you know, random people will come out and start talking about the NSA, you know, coming out saying, you know, that they're monitoring everybody. It's like, well, you know, everybody's talking about this, you know, in 96, 97 with Echelon and Carnivore. You know, it's like, well, now it's just out in the open. So much has come out. And again, you said, you know, social media, we're taking their tools and using them again.
And everybody remembers that they made fun of us and said we were crazy liars, and then exactly what we told them came true because it was already there.
No.
It didn't come true. They just took the blinders off.
It was what?
And we're not prophets, but they have business plans. And if you read these business plans, you can understand their agenda.
No, that's it. They have business plans.
Exactly. And they're intellectually bankrupt. They're irrational. They use force, fraud, and coercion to attain their goals.
That's another thing. I've studied these elitists. They have the most unhappy families. Their kids are all committing suicide. I mean, it's not good for them either.
Right.
I mean, it's not good to screw everybody over. It's going to come back on you.
Yeah, and they're pure ego. They're pure just will. And that's why I think why there's so much infighting within their own ranks. You know?
Thank God.
Yes.
Well, and one of the other things we've lost in this country is integrity as a core value. When people in this country say they value truth, the people who read...
My most valuable possession is my integrity.
Right.
I mean, I really enjoy... It's not just like I'm a goody two-shoes. I feel good knowing that I really am a good guy. That's why they always try to say I'm not good, because the system knows. They know that. They don't want you to think there's other good people.
Well, integrity is doing what you said you were going to do when you said you were going to do it. And it's about that consistency that your friends and family can trust you and coworkers. And so our whole society is based on trust. And J.P. Morgan said at one point, the entire banking system is made on trust, and they've broken that trust. They've broken that trust. They've abused their system, and that's what's causing people to wake up. And they're not going to go back to sleep because there's only more and more and more substance to find.
Wow, man, awesome. Let's come back and do another segment or two. Great job with the crew in there and all the listeners. And then you're going to be on the news tonight, back for an hour tomorrow to get into the film itself. We're going to play some video clips tomorrow. And I want to ask you when we come back, though, I mean, what did you make of that Biggs interview? You were out there listening. What did you think of that?
It was fantastic. I mean, it's really great that somebody today can see that there's something going on and have the urge and the motivation to make a phone call and spread that information.
And go against the mind control.
Right.
All the peer pressure.
Exactly. And to have an outlet like what you...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jones here back live. By the way, here's a Herald Sun article. Hastings previously revealed he'd been subjected to death threats during his investigation of General McChrystal, saying it was commonplace in his line of work. Wherever I'd been reporting around groups of dudes whose job it was to kill people, one of them would usually mention that they were going to kill me. And it's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. We have a degenerate ruling class of corporate anti-liberty fascists using disgusting socialism at the grassroots to create a bunch of sycophantic, lazy dolts to be used as political weapons to pull down society. I mean, every message you see out there is anti-family, anti-this, anti-that. And all the fake equality moves you see promoted are not about real equality. It's about the federal government manipulating groups of people against each other. I mean, it is unbelievable. But there's the Herald Sun. And I'd forgotten, because I remember reading this about a year ago, that he was being death threatened. And then his buddy mentioned it. And then it was the weirdest thing. I wasn't even searching it. I already had an article up there about reporter Michael Hastings sent panicky email. And then I just looked as he was talking to me. And there was the Herald Sun with it saying it. While he's talking about it, I'd seen that nowhere in the news in the article I had up. Said it from 2 days ago. I mean, it's hiding in plain view. And his wife comes out and says, we're going to find out who did this. We're going to take down whoever did this. And I'm telling, you know, he said off air to me that she was busy. Should have got this on air, you know, in grief right now. He may have said it on air. It all mixes together. But she better either decide to pack it up and shut up. And that's still a dangerous course. Or go totally public now. That's probably the safest course. It's not very safe to just say I'm going to shut up because they know that she may go public later. And look, they'll kill her. I mean, they'll kill everybody. Because I've been talking about this for 2 weeks since it came out in the New York Times. It just reminded me that hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops got nerve gassed. Even USA Today admitted it. Our government ordered the stuff blown up, knew the wind was blowing right into Kuwait, let them huff it, said take your mask off, just like the World Trade Center collapsed, because they didn't want to admit it was hurting them when the detectors went off. Just take your mask off as a sign of, see, it's safe. By the way, we're going to helicopter out of here as the generals real fast. Knowing it was a slow death sentence, did they cross anybody? No, it's like they get off on hurting people. What do you think that psychology is? Because they use psychology on us, but they're the ones that are really screwed up.
Well, I mean, a lot of the hallmarks of psychopaths. I mean, you know, and it's psychopaths are what genetic and environmental, and they're told from birth that they're, you know, through social Darwinism that they're superior to, you know, all the rest of us. And yeah, it's like Orwell talking about, you know, it's the thrill of victory over a helpless victim. You know, and
trampling and being trampled forever.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that Dr. Bruce Levine talks about in State of Mind is learned helplessness. And I think this is what, you know, people have to overcome in order to really get engaged and get involved. And it's, you know, after so many times of thinking that they can't do anything, that they are powerless, then they just stop trying. You know, and it's just getting that motivation to try.
Stop giving up.
And like this Biggs man, he's not going to roll over. He doesn't have to learn helplessness. He said he's going to get involved and do something. And you know, more brave people like that need to step up. And that's where we hit the critical mass.
Well, he made the decision on air. He said, "I'm going to do more. I'm going to go full into this." And I could hear him doing that. And I didn't tell him, you know, who I thought was behind it and stuff off air to scare him. I wanted him to know, and it was so he understands. He goes, okay. Listen, you're not imagining this, bud. You're common sense. You know they killed your buddy.
And if you're going to come out big. You know, because then it more people will be aware if they actually.
That's what Garrison said.
Yeah,
Jim Garrison.
Yep.
Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer says in his extended interview, I think it got cut from the film, but he says at one point, he explains very clearly that the Pentagon's rules for information warfare include assassinations. And so he explains that if there's a political figure, if there's an activist figure, if there's a whistleblower figure, that falls under the realm of info war, of psychological warfare and info war, the carrying out of assassinations on activists. So you're looking at intraspecific kleptoparasites. These are people of the same species who are preying on us. They prey on our we produce.
Say that again.
Intraspecific kleptoparasites.
Did you coin that?
No, it's a 1952 paper by Miriam Rothschild. So they study animals. There's a whole bunch of Rothschild species from, you know, they use their money to study animals and human beings to understand us and control us. So there's Rothschild giraffes, butterflies, all these different things. So they find,
no, I knew they named a lot of animals after themselves.
Yeah. Right. So they came up with this term for it was gulls that they were studying at the time. But they're saying of the same species preying on each other. And that's,
sure. Well, that's what I've said. That's what it is. It is predator guilds above us. We are not the apex predator. The psychopath inbred guild is the apex predator.
Well, and they've built protection systems over time. So these are multi-generational guilds of psychopaths, of sociopaths, of people who don't care about anyone else's free rights or free will.
Well, they enjoy, actually.
Yeah. They get off on taking the power.
I mean, look at the BBC with their child raping guild. I mean, it's, you know.
And they need people's fear to control them, because fear shuts down your mind. It makes you stimulus response. Stimulus response is slavery. Stimulus thinking response is freedom. We have to put that thinking back in between stimulus and response.
What would you call the instinct just to absolutely have to resist this? That's my I'm trying to stop species death. My whole instinct is defend humanity, stop these people.
I think that's just being human, man. I think that's just the human response to this abnormal situation that has gotten out of hand because we've been lied to for so long. But now we're.
And what happens is good people are just as mean or even meaner than these mean people. We just don't get in that mode. They know once we get in the mode, they're done.
Right.
Once we get in the mode, it's over for them.
Right. And we have to be serious about this because there's no do-overs. There's no mulligans. Right. And so we all have to work together. We have to unite all the forces, you know, and get together on common ground. We have commonality with every other human being on this planet insofar as we want our right to live. We want our right to property so that we can preserve our life and these sort of things. And this other group just wants to take that away. And there's a long, credible history to it. And it's sad that American children are being denied that education in school.
Well, they admit it's a multi-thousand-year war against humanity, and that's why they call it the final revolution, finally breaking us where we can never defeat them again.
Well, and it's very obvious to all the listeners, you know, that it's moving towards a collectivist plan. I mean, that's the obvious goal. But now you're trying to get a lot of individualists to act in a collective manner, and it is difficult sometimes. But it's just because, you know, maybe this activist path is different than the other. That doesn't mean that we're not all heading to the same destination.
All roads lead to the end of the New World Order.
Exactly.
And in fact, the fact that we're going in so many different directions is why they can't stop us. That's been my goal, is just to generate as many resistance operations.
So, the fact that we're becoming autonomous because we're thinking for ourselves and directing ourselves, and nobody's telling us to go out and do this. American schooling is based on a Prussian schooling model, which, as you very well know, leaves people to be obedient servants, not self-thinkers that are critically thinking about their life.
The most important thing I do now is everywhere in public, even my wife or kids are there, I just start talking about the New World Order, and I make a big scene. And in a nice way, when somebody tries to peck at me in a bureaucratic way, I just go, okay, let's get it out in the open here. This is going to be, this goes two ways. I'm about to inform you. And they always go, I actually know that's true. I go, you know you're a slave. You know the system's after you. You know you're acting pathetic on a power trip, imagining you're in charge. Tune into your real humanity right now and stop acting like that. And it almost always breaks their trance.
Well, and they've wrote books about this through history, like 1939, H.G. Wells's New World Order. He very clearly in there says that they want to create a world government and create a new religion. That new religion is non-critical thinking. It's stimulus, response, operant conditioning is the religion.
Robot,
exactly.
Yeah, just turning people into a cogs in a machine.
What was it like for you as you began to discover this stuff?
Oh, it was pretty scary because everyone was just like, drop it and go back to work. Go find another job. Just get along. Go along to get along. Don't worry about this. And people were saying, look, it doesn't really matter if there's a backdoor in the Sarbanes-Oxley software that's federally mandated to protect from another Enron or Tyco. And Tyco was one of my clients. And they said, we don't want to keep this data like the regulations say. We want to use the backdoor so we can hide all this stuff. So what you see with the financial collapse and all this NSA spying is they've kept every piece of information except the evidence to catch the people who stole the quadrillions of dollars.
Well, no, it's just like the electronic voting machine software always is designed to let the hacker in and then close it and cover it up.
Right.
It's a system designed for crime.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable.
It's a prophylactic product, but that prophylactic has a hole in it purposely. Because they're trying to get America pregnant with this criminal syndicate.
Well, what they do is they always create trapdoors for them, but that we don't know about.
Right.
Like all the rich people, they don't pay any taxes. They don't give tips. These globalists are all the same. That's why people always hate the Bilderbergs so bad. They'll go and have like $500 a piece dinners and then not even pay for it, and taxpayers pay, and then no tip, and then say, I want this man fired. He looked me in the eyes. I mean, can you imagine controlling trillions of dollars, having hundreds of billions in your account, and you enjoy the fact that the waiter can't pay their bills? You enjoy they're not doing good. You enjoy, I mean, can you imagine that?
Well, in the corporate world, You know, like I said, when you find out about this stuff, it seems incredible or like it's not credible. But then you find a book like David Rothkopf's Superclass. He's a member of the CFR and this Carnegie Institute. So he's telling you there's 6,000 individuals around the world who act as a superclass to whom laws don't really apply, and they control what we think is voted on with, you know, checks.
Rothkopf told me off air when he was head of the Kissinger Group. He said, "Why not?" John Hartman's around the show and heard it. He goes, "I came on. I know who you are, Alex. I came on because you need to join us. You need to be part of this." I'm just like, and they always, it's always the same.
True believers.
Well, they told me, you see it, you need to be part of it. The public will tear you into pieces.
Well, and I think a lot of that plays into the learned helplessness whenever they're too big to jail, you know, and they know, you know, if somebody else goes and steals a, you know, a couple hundred dollar TV or whatever, they're in prison. These guys are still, you know, trillions,
right.
and not anything happens to them. That plays into the learned helplessness, you know, it's just, that's more of the.
Well, no, it's like a pimp in that famous HBO piece, you know, she's been beat up, run over, she, you know, she's got broken bones, disfigured. And the pimp's going, you know, HBO goes, "What do you pay her?" And he goes, "Nothing." He goes, "She's lucky if she eats once a day. She's lucky if I give her fried chicken." And the mother goes, "How'd you do this to my baby?" And the woman's groveling to the pimp. And that's what TSA, all of it is just worshiping that we're scum and filth, and the cops can kill us whenever they want, taser us whenever they want. They are breaking our will.
And the mind control of the pimp over the prostitute is no different than the person who owned a gladiator back in the day. A man small and stature could use fear and words and mind control a bigger man and get him to fight for entertainment. So what you have is. The New World Order, the difference between them and us is that they don't have faith in the public. They think we're animals, and we have faith in the public. We know people can adapt, evolve, and overcome. They can learn. They can reignite their curiosity and start to take it upon themselves not to be a victim in this system that makes everyone a victim until you know what's going on.
Well, I just think it's important to get crazed again, like an original human, and just get angry. We have the instincts, the programming to crush psychos. They need to be crushed.
I mean, that's what got me motivated was just the anger over it, you know? It's like, after that, you can't stop, you know? It's like, again, just that first step, and you get the motivation, you get moving forward, and getting angry at first is part of it, you know?
That's how you start thinking.
I'm a free human being. I mean, it's like, what is it, like, drawing the blood here in Texas?
Checkpoints.
It's like, what? If I don't even own my blood, you know?
Well, they're just normalizing the tyranny.
Yeah.
And the general public's like the broken whore going, "But he's my baby. You know, he's taking care of me when he beats me with a coat hanger." I mean, it's just incredible. And the anger is when you break out of the trance.
It's the outrage. It's the transfer from the anger to outrage where you actually start thinking and dissecting and paying attention and focusing on what they're doing. I think that's the step that people need to go through.
And then it's the resistance at any opportunity of the targeting. Just at every level, you're going to bring them down. You're now in a war with them. And it gives your life meaning because survival is victory, and we've always been fighting for survival. This is what humans are meant to do. And we are under this scientific technocracy, the scientific dictatorship they're trying to complete, and the messages we've transmitted are going to grow in power against them as their program rolls out. This is going to echo forever. We don't know what chain reaction we're engaging in right now that will sever their control.
Yeah, and then after you start to develop a love for humanity, then, you know, that's really where you broke free, you know, as you remove your conditioning, you know, again, start to learn reason, logic, how to think, you know.
And commit. I mean, what about the feeling of commitment?
But I think the love for humanity, that's what drives, you know, so many of us, I think, to continue to do what we do and risk it.
I think you commit to think or not to think, and you have to make that choice. You're either going to be a thinker or you're going to be someone who responds to all the stimulus. America's future lies in individuals having autonomy, being able to ask questions, because all learning starts from the question mark. They teach us with declarative sentences in all these books. So you can't gain knowledge from hearing someone else use a declarative sentence. You have to go through your observation, identification, organization, and communication process to actually learn.
They're killing the scientific method.
Right, right. So they're doing this to us because they are kind of jealous of us. They can't be happy just with what we have as normal human beings. They have to have it all. They have a sickness, call it greed, call it aggression, call it whatever you want.
Control freakism.
Control freakism. And they've been trying to dissolve everything that made America what it was, to stand alone from the British and reintegrate us into an Anglo-American establishment. So, you know, through the legacy of Cecil Rhodes and the CFR and Pilgrim Society and Foreign Affairs and all these different, you know, working groups and different projects.
Yeah, tell me about this Foreign Affairs publication.
So this Foreign Affairs article basically talking about transnationalism, and transnationalists do not have grand grandiose plans for a one-world government, but they give various rules of force of law without having to win majorities for those rules in democratically elected legislatures. So basically, through this idea of transnationalism, they're changing America.
We don't want world government. We're just above the law.
Right. And they're above the Constitution. And so in very clever word speak, you can learn. I mean, because they
always say, we're not setting up world government.
Right.
We're setting up global governance.
I first became a fan of Foreign Affairs. There's a 1998 November issue.
Show people.
It's got the red tag on there. Where they talk about Osama bin Laden, war on terror, and all these things like 3 or 4 years before 2001. And the same people are writing the articles. Zelikow is one of the people. He was in charge of the 9/11 Commission. So you can totally see how they put out a business plan in a couple different articles in one CFR magazine in 1998. And then that comes to fruition.
And then PNAC rewrites it
right.
September 2000 and says, we need a Pearl Harbor attack so we can invade Afghanistan and take everybody's liberty.
Right.
I mean, they don't even mince words. It's all planned.
Right out in the open.
Yeah. So
but you just got to do the research. Just find it. And that's what's, again, great about, being able to get the resources that,
But that's what's frustrating is it's all admitted.
And it's all out there. Like Dulles said, Americans don't read. But all these books, like I have 20 or 30 books just on the Rothschilds, autobiographies, biographies. Like this is their own primary sources. This isn't some tertiary.
No, book. They say right. They're doing it.
Right. It says on their own website, this is their history and Battle of Waterloo and the whole history that you hear about as conspiracy is on the official Rothschild website. So as I went through and familiarized myself with how all these social institutions like Roll Call, Congressional Quarterly, Economist, those are all Rothschild entities. The official magazines of our Congress are owned through the Rothschild banking empire. So when you look at their control over media and politicians...
CIA set up National Review.
Sure. And so it's not just one group of people. There's a common agenda of a collectivism that's gone on through history, and the individual is not able to demonstrate intellectual self-defense until you grasp the same tools that they're using against you, and you use them for yourself, for liberty, and the liberty of others, instead of trying to oppress everybody like they're doing.
Man, it is so amazing that they own the whole fake spectrum of alternative media... the so-called alternative media like Foreign Affairs, which is actually put out by the CFR, and they act like it's alternative, or you get things like National Review. And then I know I built all this myself with my listeners, and I'm not controlled, and I know there's other people that aren't controlled. I think that's what's really freaking them out, is that they were going off an old paradigm that, they won't know how to use video editing. They won't know how to use this. They won't be able to do that. But it backfired. I think they're in deep trouble.
They're on hubris, And what is it? Hillary Clinton said, they're losing the information war. I mean, they're coming out saying it.
What the gods would conquer, they must first divide. And if we make ourselves individuals who are unassailable intellectually, and we can bind together voluntarily with other individuals to secure our liberty.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
James Lane and Richard Grove are our guests, freemindsfilms.com. You can get the new film State of Mind and get a free film with it at InfoWarsStore.com for a very limited time, and that supports the broadcast. You guys will be back on the Nightly News tonight and back in studio with me tomorrow before you head back to your hacienda in Oklahoma. And then we're going to shoot a big special report tomorrow that'll air when we premiere State of Mind for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But you guys, in the last 5 minutes, make any other points, because I really agree with your analysis. You guys have done your research, and I just think it's fantastic to see the knowledge of the globalist tyranny spreading. We now have the fire of Prometheus, which with which we can burn the devil to the ground.
Well, we were saying that State of Mind touches on every subject that's covered on InfoWars. This is a hub that people can use to show friends and family all the spokes that they can go from there. It's a jumping point.
Cywar applies to every subject you guys cover on InfoWars, and so it's the primary thing. When we send our kids out to public schools without letting them know how to tell when someone's lying to them, you know, we send our kids out in the world unprepared, and we never really outgrow that extent.
If you send them letting them know it's a brainwashing camp, it'll actually work against the enemy.
Right.
Because your kids genetically know to listen to you.
Right. So they spend a lot of time trying to divide and conquer our homes. And what the gods would seek to conquer, they must first divide. So if we recognize that there is an info war, there's a war on for our mind, and we need to get together with our friends and family, and we need to learn our way out of this. We need to act voluntarily to form groups, and that's how we keep ourselves safe, not by waiting for the state or the authorities to come and protect us. You know, in the case of Boston, there's a million people on lockdown to find one 19-year-old suspect. That's unreasonable.
That's insanity.
Yes, it is insanity.
And just walking up to people's houses, and they're like, oh, no, that's fine, come on in, you know.
And it's only going to get worse unless we, you know, intellectually rise up, practice intellectual self-defense, which is knowing how to deal with the words and the lies and to process them and remove the fallacies so that we can actually find knowledge consistently.
Absolutely. You wanted to get into Huxley. I heard you mentioning him.
Well, you had mentioned Huxley before, and I couldn't help thinking about the ultimate revolution speech that he gave at Berkeley, I believe, in 1961 or 62, where he says, you know, we're going to make you love your servitude, and that the human being, if you don't think between stimulus and response, they're going to have total control, because there's a unity box on everyone's wall, and it's giving you the corporate media. It's giving you all the same news on every channel, you know, different logos. It's all the same news. And so you have to get beyond that. You actually have to start using your observation skills and go beyond what they're showing you, and that's where the real world is. And that's what I think people can discover as a function of State of Mind, is they can outgrow the status quo.
Well, we found an interview with Mike Wallace. Huxley was on there in 1953, and he basically described the world we're living in today. You know,
he said Brave New World is our plan.
Yeah, and talking about the pharmacological control, you know, of the anti-authoritarian personality. I mean, there it was. We see it every day. I mean, the kids are drugged. Anybody goes in for the slightest thing, it's like, oh, just fill them full of pharmaceuticals.
And then you have no rights once you've been.
And as a result of the psychedelic revolution, which was part of MKUltra subproject 58, John Irvin at Gnostic Media has done a lot of great work on this, because there are CIA documents, FOIA request documents, where you can see JP Morgan and company getting the financials. Here's how much money they're getting out of CIA MKUltra subproject 58. And that goes in the Time Life magazine of May 27th, 1957. May 13th, 1957, Time Life. It's the introduction of magic mushrooms to the world through Henry Luce's Time Life magazine, run by C.D. Jackson, who was a psychological warfare specialist who worked with Nelson Rockefeller.
But then it backfired, and they wanted it removed,
yeah.
And then they brought out the Prozac.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And, you know, most of these psychotropic drugs are just a synthetic LSD without the trippiness to it. So they are very, like, molecularly, they're very similar.
They got them in dream states.
Yeah.
Program state. So people on this, 20% of the public roughly, are on a mind control programming drug now to be interfaced with the subliminals.
And Huxley's talking about that. It'll be a combination of propaganda and pharmacological control.
Diet, injections, and injunctions.
Stretch and Russell talks about this. Brzezinski talks about
guys,
this.
Guys, get the film State of Mind, InfoWarsStore.com. See you back live tomorrow. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.